Well, I'm here outside St. Paul's, and the protesters are gathering. There are possibly 200, 300 people here, and I'm here with one of the protesters, Rachel.
Hi.
Rachel, can you tell me what this is all about?
Well, today is an international day of action. It's not, I wouldn't say it's in solidarity with the New York Stock Exchange, the occupation of New York, Wall Street. It's really just a day of showing the resistance to what's going on. I mean, austerity is being brought out across the world. It's an international issue. We obviously had last year, in the start of the year, we had the Arab Springs, but I think what's important about this movement is where the Arab Spring movement, you know, the occupations of squares and stuff, never really took off in the West, because that was really about fighting dictators and stuff. I think what's important about this is in the West, obviously we've got huge issues, we've got massive cuts. America's actually in a much more dire position. There's been hardly any job growth for the last decade. No healthcare, education costs are really extreme, and it's the sort of thing that's starting to roll out in Europe. So I think today is really about resistance, showing that, you know, we're not going to take it. It's the banks that caused this crisis, so we're not going to. We didn't, you know, I was a kid when the banks were throwing money away, and
What do you think? What do you think you'll achieve though by doing what they're doing in Wall Street?
I think, if nothing else, we're raising the profile of the movement. I mean, it's about building a movement. We're showing that we know who's to blame. It was the banks, it was international finance capital that's caused this crisis. So by going to where that's all been happening, I think we're raising a big awareness. We're also forming an organisation, and we're getting everyone together, and we're not going to take it.
Thank you, Rachel.
Sorry, my
friend. Ed! You're just outside St. Paul's here as well, protesting in the lovely sunshine. What's it all about?
Well, essentially, it's about the fact that we've paid out, depending on which report you listen to, anything up to £850 billion of taxpayers' money to bail the banks out. And at the end of the day, they're doing business as usual. They're getting the same bonuses they always did. They're announcing great profits once again. And we're all being made to pay the price for this. We've got hospitals closing up and down the country, schools closing. In my local town alone, the way we've been personally affected by the cuts, our accident and emergency unit has closed down. This has already resulted in me not seeking medical treatment when I needed it.
Where are you from?
Hemel Hempstead in Hertfordshire. Our accident and emergency unit closed down. This has personally for me resulted in not getting medical treatment when I needed it, because I simply couldn't afford to get back from Watford, which is where the nearest hospital is now to us. We've had our buses go, we've had a load of bus services in the town go. I no longer get over to see a friend quite as often because I can't get a bus to see him at night anymore.
What do you think you will be able to achieve by doing occupying an area that's just close to the city?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not just what we're doing here today. This is going off across the world today. This is the people, the 99% across the world, saying enough is enough. And we hope that from this, a movement big enough grows that it cannot be ignored. We saw the situation in America with Wall Street. Initially, the media, the mainstream media over there at least, tried to ignore it. And eventually, it got so big that it couldn't be ignored. It spread to Denver, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Los Angeles. It's gone nationwide there. It's now spreading globally. We aim for the movement to get big enough that the powers that be cannot ignore it anymore, and they change the way things work.
Great. Eloise, is there a significant link-up between you guys here and the States, or do you think this is just Britain's territory?
An isolated incident.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think, of course, it's inspired by everything that's happening in Madrid, in Spain, in Italy, over across in America, still over to Egypt. Of course, it's inspired by all of that. But at the same time, we're British and we're standing up for what we believe in. And we're not a country to protest a lot. We haven't across history. And today, I think we need to join the rest of the world, as it says, the 99%. And we need to join up with them. So, yeah, it's inspired by them, and absolutely. There is, I think, links here. We've got a lot of nationalities here today and loads of different people here. So, of course, we're inspired by them and from them today, but we're British, essentially, and we're here to take our own spin on it as well.
Great. Travis, what are you doing here today?
I'm here to protest against corporate greed and the bailouts that happened, which sold out the people and bailed out the banks.
So it's about banks, is it?
It's about corporate greed in any kind of circumstance. It's about people not getting their fair share, and it's about corporations being more powerful than governments.
And are you part? Do you think this is just an isolated protest, or is it part of a worldwide movement?
I hope it's a worldwide movement. It's meant to be today, so hopefully everyone in all the cities around the world are doing this, occupying their city centres.
What do you think you can achieve?
Hopefully raise awareness amongst everyone around the world, and to try and take action to take some power back, and to try and redistribute some of the world's wealth more equally.
You're holding a placard here that says, "There is no stopping someone who is right and keeps on coming." What's it all about?
Well, I think this is a very, very big issue. I think maybe people are thinking on too small a scale. We need to think very, very big. And if you understand that, then you begin to understand something very fundamental, which if you can get that in your heart, if we all get that in our heart, then things will only get better.
Well, what specifically are you protesting about? Banks, corporate greed?
All of it. Just what's wrong. We have within us the power to do what's right. We all do. It's good for all of us if we do what's right.
And what do you think you can achieve here?
I'm doing this. I'm holding this sign up, and that's the best I can do. And if everybody did their best, then we'd be fine.